When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion.
I have sinned against you.
How dare you!
We have no need to doubt God.
The heart of Babylon is preparing the nations to receive the Antichrist.
I didn't even build that house with money from the church. I built it with money from my book.
I don't make this stuff up.
Repenting of your sin.
It is a moral issue.
They got together and swore a pact to the devil.
I just enjoy seeing people worship, praising God.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to
Believe It
or Not,
the show where we believe it.
Or maybe we don't.
Probably not, but stay tuned to find out.
And first, it's traffic with Jimmy and Nick Chopper.
I see a lot of cars on the highway today. They're going left. They're going right. Everybody's backed right up. Oh, and back to you, Michael, with sports.
Hey, everybody, that was a prank. We're pranking you.
That's true.
It's a prank. It's regular Believe It or Not. I'm Trevor Pullman.
And I'm Damian Depping. We just had the news on for a bit for you, just to joke you. And we joked you good.
Yeah, we love pranks here.
Can you believe it that we would do that to you?
Nope.
The listener or viewer?
The listener, the viewer, the candlestick maker.
Feeler. Emotionally.
Speaking of feeling emotionally, how have you been?
I'm good. Feeling good. Went and saw a sad movie last week. That made me feel emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still reeling from that? Was that The Whale?
It was. It was very sad. I thought it was very good.
Nice.
I've read a lot of the criticisms about it, and some I feel are valid, and some I feel very confused about, because I'm like,
yeah, well,
made sense to me, but okay.
Is that Darren Aronofsky?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. He's polarizing.
Yeah. I've loved some of his movies. I hated Mother. I thought that movie sucked.
Yeah, same. I haven't got through Mother in one sitting. Like,
I saw it in theaters.
Isn't that weird?
Cody said it's really good too. I haven't seen it. I always like The Wrestler too. That one's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I saw the other night I saw Banshees in Irishin.
Oh yeah. The one with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, and it's funny, like
I've
but
it's
also
really
like really depressing. Like I was really like I was already in a bad mood. Because that was the day, like all the stuff with Andrew Callahan, and then all the stuff with
right.
Justin Roiland stuff came out, and I was already like pissed. Like people suck. I hate
that. What was the Justin Roiland stuff? I didn't hear about that.
Oh, he's a domestic abuser.
Oh,
yeah, he's facing felony charges for domestic abuse.
Holy shit! Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I took down all my Rick and Morty stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That okay. Yeah, this is the first time hearing this. I heard about the Andrew Callahan stuff like maybe a day before you sent me that one video about it.
Yeah.
Because I saw a few posts about it. So I looked a little bit into it. And the lawyer statement was so weird. It was basically like he's completely innocent of this. And he's learning not to be in things like this and do stuff like this in the future. So it was just like he's innocent. But he still did it, and now he's learning how to not do it. And I was just like, what? It was very confusing.
Yeah.
but the Justin Roiland, whoa. So that's, interesting.
Yeah.
It's probably going to go to trial? Or
yeah,
I don't know.
So, yeah, because he's facing felony charges. So yeah, I think it's going to go to trial and everything.
That could be a lot of jail time.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, wow.
Yeah. So it was like, and then like, we'll get into the topic soon, but like I released a video this week too that had like some very personal, emotional stuff that I talked about in it, like very like personal stuff from my own story. And I was fine recording it. I was fine writing it. I was fine editing it. But for some reason, as soon as I put it out there into the world, That's when I got sad about it.
Well, that's fair. I mean, I think all the other stuff, you're looking at it so objectively, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's part of something and you're like, you're focusing on it as like a work thing. But as soon as it's out there, that's when you kind of can like sit back and actually reflect on it and look at it. And you're not looking at it like, how can I make this like better for the story? How can I make this clear? How can I condense this? What is the best flow? And then it's out there. You're not doing that anymore. You're just like, oh, this is all that shit that I just put out there. And now I shared it with the internet.
Exactly. Because even, because I had four personal stories that I recorded and I used two of them. So even then, like, even when I'm recording them, I don't know which one I'm going to use.
Right.
Things like that. So, like, yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
And which, which video is this one, just in case?
That's for the Seven Deadly Sins. And it was, what's the newest one I put out? I at least when my, Anger. Yeah, Anger. Wrath.
Okay. Yeah. The Wrath one. Right.
Yeah. So it was talking about like, because ever all the pastors are always like, if somebody abuses you, you just forgive them. And
I hate that. I talked about this recently with someone, the bullshit idea of having to forgive somebody.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I definitely feel there are times where you don't need to forgive somebody.
No. Yeah. I think it's important to find a healthy way for yourself to deal with it, but you don't owe them anything.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's this idea that forgiveness is a virtue, but it really isn't. And sometimes it just makes it so you can't actually properly deal with trauma.
Exactly. Yeah.
And instead you just have to pretend like it's okay now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of people who didn't deal with their own personal stuff, right? Let's talk about a guy named Charles Spurgeon.
Spurgeon. Oh,
Spurgeon, God. The surgeon. He wasn't a surgeon, but that would have been cool if he was.
Well, no wonder he had a bad life with a name like Spurgeon.
Well, he had a pretty good life, but there's a couple underlying things that we'll get to. But
no wonder he was such a bad apple.
His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Mm-hmm. Born in 1834 in Kelvedon, Essex, England.
Kelvedon, Essex.
Yeah.
He's so from one of jolly those... old England, huh?
Mm-hmm.
One of them good old boys, eh?
One of the good old English man.
One of them cheerio pip-pip.
Pip-pip.
Hey, guvnas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably had a guvna. And
Governor.
Well, he went to school for a bit, but like I think at the time it was more like you paid, like the wealthy went to school, like, or people could afford to go to school.
Yeah,
in that area would go, and so he went away to school. So I think he got like education up to about 15. His dad and his grandfather were both clerics, both pastors in congregational churches. So they're like kind of like more liturgical. Kind of like an Anglican Church of England, Episcopal kind of church, but they were considered
Joe Episcopal.
Yeah. They were considered like non-conforming churches, so they weren't actually part of those groups, but they were still in that kind of style.
Same if they're like the store brand that the real one doesn't really acknowledge.
Yeah, we have Church of England at home. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he dealt with depression as a kid, and then he went away to school, and then I guess there was a fever that broke out apparently in the school, so they sent everybody home. It's the winter. He's at home, and one Sunday, I believe, or one day anyways, it's probably a Sunday, he decides to go to church, but the congregational church that he normally went to was... really far away, and it was very snowy and the weather was terrible, so he just decided to go to a local Baptist, well, local like Wesleyan style church.
Well, support local, that's what I always say.
Exactly. Or a Methodist church, I guess. But he went there and the preaching really hit him, and there's different stories, I guess, about how, you know, the sermon went, but the one I heard was that the pastor didn't show up, so an old guy from the church just went up and started preaching. Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. Probably depends on the church. But in that story, the guy pointed right at him and said, like, you look miserable. You need Jesus. And then on the way home, he said, I think that might be true. And he became a born-again Christian.
But wait a minute. Okay. So he was already going to church.
Yeah.
And already had Jesus, but then he needed to re-up his Jesus?
He needed to re-up his Jesus. He had to switch. He became a Baptist instead of a Congregationalist.
Right. So. But then also, too, just if some guy coming up and doing that and saying that to you, I'd be like, who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have any of God authority here.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You're
and he read
guy.
To him from Isaiah, and he said, look unto me, and ye be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no one else. And there's none else. So, like, yeah, I guess pretty generic verse, but it spoke to him, and he's like, hallelujah, that's my life now.
Look at this guy. He'll save you. No one else will.
Yeah.
Well, dang. Got me. Yeah. Exactly. That's all it takes for people. That's
it really does.
Wild.
Yeah. The spirit you really got him.
You really got to take this stuff at face value to really get hit by it, eh? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, too. And it's like, because it's always told as his conversion story. But like you said, he grew up Christian. He grew up probably.
Yeah, that's
Christian
what I'm saying.
School.
So like,
yeah,
it's not like he didn't have him, I guess. Maybe he didn't. Yeah. I don't know how much he believed or not. But he was well within that world.
Yeah, exactly. And he was 15 years old. And then he's like, I'm going to be a preacher. And he felt called into the ministry. And he started preaching almost immediately. Yeah. He's known as the Prince of Preachers. One of the most famous preachers of all time.
Why is he the Prince of Preachers? Is that like Prince of Persia? He was the first video game priest?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a video game. In 1854, they they made a video game about him.
Yeah. It was probably on the Atari.
Yeah. Let's see here. In 1854, at 19 years of age, he started preaching at New Park Street Chapel in Southwark. It was the largest Baptist congregation in London. And I think they had room for 1,000 people. But after he started preaching with his fiery preaching, after he kind of passed his probationary period, he was attracting so many people that they couldn't even seat people because there was so many people coming and seeing. Yeah.
Well, now, was it just like he was so impassioned and he had like people on the edges of their seats kind of thing? Was it one of those kind of cliched, like, and the Lord, you know, like fire and brimstone, like screaming and like pointing and people are going, whoa, like that kind of thing? Or
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. And very, very charismatic in his style and like very, very, I probably fire and brimstone, I imagine. There's a lot of sermons you can read from him. He would preach, and then after a while he would preach, and he would write out his sermons, and then he had notes that he went off. So he had just like bullet points that would guide, because he knew like, I already wrote this. But then somebody in the congregation, like a stenographer type person, would transcribe it.
Okay.
And then he'd go through, edit, make sure it was okay. I don't know why they didn't just use his original thing, but somebody would transcribe it. He would edit it, and then it was always in the newspaper the next day. So it was...
Well, it was probably transcribed because it's what is actually said would probably be slightly different than his notes,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah.
And I
preached, I would just do the bullet points, maybe because I was lazy.
But, what do you mean you just do the bullet points?
Like, I wouldn't write out my sermon word for word. I would just be, I'll talk about this here. I'll talk about this here.
Yeah. You knew the jokes. You just needed to know when the setups were.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In 1956, he married Susanna. Oh, Susanna. And And then at the end of that year, though, in 1856, so he's preaching at the Surrey Gardens Music Hall because they needed more seating. It's like really full of people, and somebody yelled fire, and then there was a panic, and a bunch of people died. And this did not help his mental health, and really didn't help his depression, because he struggled with depression pretty much his whole life. Even though he thought he was cured of it at the beginning when he had his like conversion moment.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of kept going back, but
he didn't actually try to treat it. He just said he found God and ignored it.
Oh yeah. That's what I did with my anxiety. I thought that God cured me of my anxiety. And I just, every time I was anxious, I just told myself that I wasn't. And then I tried to move on, and I was the most nervous person on the planet.
Yeah. But, real healthy.
Yeah, really healthy. Really good way to go through life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
So was there a fire, or was it just someone who screamed it and that was it?
Just somebody who screamed it. Somebody trying to be... It's a prank, bro, you know?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's why it's illegal to yell fire in a crowded
building
now, because trampling and panic and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's a good example of, like, free speech is different than, like there's consequences to your speech.
Yeah, I agree.
Was it David Crowder, one of those, like, right-wing idiots, is mad because he doesn't like Germany because they don't actually have free speech because it's illegal to be a Holocaust denier.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that, but I'm not surprised.
In 1861, the congregation moved permanently to a new building, the Metropolitan Tabernacle at Elephant and Castle. And 5,000 people were able to stand. And sit, and then there was room for 1,000 people to stand. So 5,000 people could sit, and then there was standing room only for 1,000 more.
Okay, so 6,000 people.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know if this is before that, but they had the kind of like a lottery system for who could sit earlier because it was like harder to find a seat. So they had. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like if you show up, you might get a chance to sit. If not, then you got to stand.
Yeah. So he started an orphanage, the Stockwell Orphanage, 1867. And that was after a donation from somebody in his congregation who passed away.
Right. That's the Stockwell Orphanage?
Yeah, the Stockwell Orphanage. Yeah.
Okay.
And in 1867, it opened for 240 boys, and then girls were allowed in 1879. So they just had to fend for themselves until then. But. But yeah, so that was a donation from a congregant after they died, and then so they opened it in there. And he also started a preaching school before that, which later got changed to the Spurgeon school or Spurgeon College.
The Spurgeon.
Yeah, the Spurgeon.
It's so gross when you say it that way.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The biggest controversy of his career was actually the downgrade controversy. And because there was a lot of Christians trying to reconcile their faith with reality at the time. And so a lot of people were becoming more liberal and saying things like Adam and Eve, that story didn't actually happen. It was more like a morality tale because science was overwhelmingly showing that evolution was true. So people were trying to reconcile that.
Yeah.
And he was not cool with that. And he called that downgrading the Bible. And he preached highly against that. And so much so that it caused like splits and it caused people to think he was the worst. And but now it's like people talk about it like he stood his ground and he stood up for God and he's a hero kind of thing for standing up for the word of God.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess he was.
Yeah.
But who cares? Downgrading the Bible is pretty funny, though.
Yeah, it's true. He said, believers in Christ's atonement are now in declared union with those who make light of it. Believers in Holy Scripture are in a confederacy with those who deny plenary inspiration. Those who hold evangelical doctrine are in open alliance with those who call the fall of fable, who deny the personality of the Holy Ghost, who call justification by faith immoral, and who hold that there is another probation after death. So he's mad that people think that you should do good things, and he's mad that people think that God doesn't just like punish people immediately after death and gives them another chance.
He's mad at people who do good things? Why? Yeah.
Well, that's the doctrination by justification by faith, because that was the big fight at the time. Justification by faith versus works. Like, if you think that you're saved by good things.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're only saved by faith.
Yeah.
What a terrible system.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't take into account anything other than your undying devotion to nothing.
Yep.
Okay. And then the other thing that he was mad about was...
That probation after faith, so basically, or after death, so you have a chance after you die.
Oh, okay. Like if, so he's saying you that die, you don't or that you do?
He's saying you don't. Like, once you're dead,
right,
you've made your choice
it.
on
there's
the earth,
no, like,
believe.
Yeah. Purgatory or something like that?
Yeah,
is that
exactly
what that would be?
There's no chance to redeem yourself.
Gotcha. Okay, so he doesn't want people to have a chance at redemption, and he thinks that you can only be saved if you believe in God right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just kind of like clarifying those points.
Yeah. And he also was very much against the idea that you were saved through your baptism, especially like infant baptism. And he preached against Catholics and Anglicans and anybody else who would say that like baptizing your kid makes them get into heaven, because he said it has to be a personal choice.
And I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, it does have to be. Yeah, like, I mean, I don't
stop
think
stop dunking your babies
into heaven, but. Yeah,
I don't think that too. But I'm also just like, stop dunking your babies.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess I feel the same way about people who pierce their baby's ears.
Yeah.
Wait until they're old enough to make a choice.
Yeah. I think you should tattoo your babies, but that's just to tell them apart.
That's true. Like cool names, like cool nicknames and stuff. Like Butch, Spike, and Beef Jerky.
And Radical Jeff.
Radical Jeff, RJ as we call him, or RG, depending how you spell Jeff.
Yeah, it's true. Gioff.
I don't know if Radical Gioff would work.
Yeah, because like, I mean, he was a famous preacher. Like, he was one of the world's most famous preachers. So like people, it wasn't just Baptists going to see him. It was people from all faiths.
Yeah, because they're like, this is a show, right? This is something we go to see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So when he preaches against specific congregations, sometimes people get mad, but, you know, they get over it. And he would preach at different events put on by different groups, even though he preached against what they believe. So, yeah. He was, very opposed to slavery. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
And which caused the Southern Baptists and the States to not like him. And his sales on his books went down quite a bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. The slave owners don't like me. Yeah. And, he wasn't even just like, it wasn't like, I don't agree with it, but you do what you do. He was very much like, you should not own people. That's a bad thing. He said, I do from my inmost soul detest slavery. And although I commune at the Lord's table with men of all creeds, yet with the slaveholder, I have no fellowship of any sort or kind. So
great. I mean, that's a good stance. So he did one thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with that. I will not sit down with a slave owner.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to.
Yeah. He dealt with, like I said, depression his whole life, but he also had other sicknesses and stuff like that. He had a bad case of the gout, which I too have gout. I don't think I have it as bad as him, but let me tell you from experience, it's painful as fuck when it's bad.
Now, how long does gout last? I don't know much.
I think
about
your
gout.
Life, like it's once
just
you
forever
got it,
now.
You got it. Yeah,
really.
Yeah. So you'll have flare ups and I'll have good days and bad days for me, it always hurts, but it doesn't always hurt really bad, you know?
Okay.
Because like, it's little crystals in your joints. It's like this acid, because for me, it's from drinking too much beer, but it can be from eating too much seafood or too much red meat. But yeah, these little crystals form in your joints, and it's pretty much, that's just your life now.
Wow. They're not able to like get rid of them, like surgically?
Not that I know of. A friend of mine also has it, and he was saying he asked his doctor if there's a surgery or anything, and no, it doesn't look like it.
Wow. But, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a like a forever thing. I thought it was. Like,
yeah, I think it is.
A form of inflammatory arthritis.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. The more you know.
He was told to rest a lot, and so he spent a lot of time in the south of France after a while, just kind of relaxing, and that's where he ended up. He passed away in France in 1892.
Okay.
And yeah, but he's still known as one of the great preachers of all time. People still look up to this guy and things like that, but yeah, kind of died in controversy around the downgrade stuff, but still with a lot of fans and
yeah,
receiving 10,000 letters of condolences and get well and all that stuff.
I mean, I gotta say, all things considered, I was waiting for the shoe to drop, but nothing really did for this one.
Yeah, no, he was like, he was a big old preacher, and he was sad and, you know, struggled in life.
You mentioned like the orphanage. I'm like, oh no, here we go. And then you went back, you went right past that to the preaching school. I'm like, okay. And he's like, and then there was controversy. I'm like, oh no, here we go. And then he was just like, oh, you're downgrading the Bible. I'm like, okay, I guess.
He doesn't like slavery. Yeah.
It's like, and he didn't like slavery. I'm like, okay, yeah, great. And then you're like, he had gout. I'm like, oh no, what happened here? It's like, he had it his whole life and then he died.
Yeah. Like,
oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just a normal guy who is very famous for his preaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? I don't know if that's an indictment on me and what my expectations are when we talk about people.
That's true. Yeah.
Or if it's just it's a good reflection on this man that we probably don't know as much about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because he was like, you know, one of the first mega church preachers, and
he was no doubt doing some shit.
Yeah, he was doing some shit, probably. We just don't know about it, but or maybe not. Maybe he was a holy saint.
You think he was squeaky clean?
Yeah, who knows? But come on.
But come on. Come on, yeah. Really.
Come on.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
Should we thank our patrons?
I think that'd be a good idea.
Oh my God! Wow! Thank you so much. Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bible study. We're praying today.
Thank you so much for coming today for our prayer time, a time of prayer. In our need and your need for prayer and time to do it. So thank you for joining us. We love it when you're here. We love it when Jesus is here with us to hear us pray to him, because that's what he does up in heaven. Him and God sit on the sofa, they turn on prayer tube, and then they just cast some prayer sessions like we're doing today. Amen. Amen.
So why don't you lift up some people in prayer?
Oh, I've got a few people to lift up in prayer today. We'd like to lift up Zeus and Jared, and then we'd also like to lift up Aubrey, and of course, Karen. We're going to raise you guys up so high up there, so high up so that Jesus and God, they can get their prayer tube, they get better reception. Sometimes they're not close enough to the God router, but if we raise you up, it'll be no problem. It's going to come in crystal clear, 1080p. Maybe 4K. Who knows?
4K, hallelujah.
4K, hallelujah.
Thank you, everybody. And let's do some Christian rock lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Can't you see you're not making Christianity better? You're just making rock and roll worse.
They got any guitars in this?
Ba-ba-bow!
They got any tambourines?
You know there's tambourines.
They got any tangerines?
Oh, that'd be a good Christian rock band. Tambourines and tangerines.
Oh, yeah. Or how about the Tangerine Tambourine?
Ooh, that'd be good, too.
That would be.
Yeah. Wow. Damien.
Yeah.
I thought we'd do something a little different today.
What the hell?
I know.
Sorry, heck.
What the heck? Yeah, thank you for doing that, because do you know the song Unholy by Sam Smith featuring Kim Petras?
I've probably heard it, but I can't say that I remember offhand.
Mama, mummy don't know daddy's getting hot at the body shop doing something unholy. He's lucky, lucky, yeah, oh. And it goes on like that.
You know when someone just sings you a song and it's just so not the song that you're just even more confused? That's what happened right now.
I had a guy, when I was in college, I'm like sitting on my computer, and a guy from another dorm, he's like, hey, Trevor, I've been practicing my singing. He just starts singing to me, but he's like standing behind me, like almost breathing into my neck, singing me this song. And it was one of the most
arousing experiences.
Oh. Yeah, one of the most arousing experiences of my life. It was my sexual awakening.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
power of song.
Power of song. Hallelujah. But because Hallelujah, this song amen. Is called Unholy.
In 4K. And because,
what's that?
In 4K.
In 4K. But because the song is called Unholy, and because Christians are out of ideas, and there's a parody of every song now, there's a number of parodies of this.
They parodied it. I'm not surprised. But
yeah. So I thought I'd go through and read some of the different parodies that exist for Unholy.
Okay.
This first one went viral on TikTok. I think these all did. In the Christian world, it's by Victoria Beryl.
Tishtok.
On Tishtosh.
Krishtok. And
Satan don't know God is on the job, gathering up the squad, doing something so holy. Leave, 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 leave. Da-da-da. And then it goes, tricky, tricky beast. You tricky, have everyone so deceived, filling their heart with unbelief, but soon you'll be on your knees, creepy little snake crawling around to find your prey, but we don't think you'll win today. We think it's time for you to run away.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, not good.
That's not good.
This next one's by Hainza.
Okay.
Jesus, you died on that rugged cross, did it for the lost and for the unholy.
Rugged cross. On...
Yeah.
Why is it rugged?
Oh, you know, the old rugged cross.
What is this, a fucking Jeep commercial?
Yeah, exactly. You took on all the weight of sin. You gave everything, now I live for you. Oh, you gave everything, now I live for you only. O-E-O-E-O. My God, you saved my soul. O-E-O-E-O. And I'm so grateful.
Oh, my God, you saved my soul.
The next one's by Mike Teasy, also a viral TikTok sensation.
Teasy.
Living in a world where nobody's perfect, this flesh will make you sin. So filthy we need to be in a laundry bin. He wipe ya blank clean. They actually had a blank. Then you go and do that again. But our God forgives. His grace and mercy infinite. It never ends. I hear them talking about where I was and where I've been, but I don't worry because Jesus made me clean. Jesus Christ came to give his life. He was sacrificed because we were unholy. And it goes on like that.
You know what I find funny? I feel like the only times you hear the word flesh are when they're talking about serial killers and cannibals or Christians.
Exactly. Yep.
It's so weird. They love flesh. They love being unclean.
Yeah.
For some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, they love the idea that Jesus made them clean, like we're little dirty boys.
Yeah, all these weak metaphors for, like, you know, being good now.
Yeah.
It's very, very bad.
Very bad. Final one
not
is
good.
From, not good at all. This is from Becca Shea. And
more like Becca shit.
Yep. Hu Yavo. That's how she starts. She starts with Hu Yavo.
Yavo? That's Jay-Z, right?
What's H-U-Y-A-V-O, and which means he will come. I don't know what language that's in. But Hu Yavo. And then it goes, you should know hell is hot. You ought to stop and go do something holy. Yeah, listen, 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 et cetera. Listen, listen, girl. You're worthy to be married to.
Oh.
Quit liking this world. It just likes to hide the truth. It just likes to hide the truth. No one could love you more than the way God loves you. Don't you, boy. Don't you know all heaven is watching? Angels are whispering about the places you should be. If only you knew how to keep your vision clean. Hu Yavo, you should know hell is hot.
Wait, so they said stop liking this world?
Yeah, stop
liking
this world.
That's a huge fucking red flag right there. And then the next thing is basically saying, oh, everyone in heaven is a huge gossip.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why is any of this good?
Yeah. It's angels, keep your mouth shut. Stitches get stitches.
Did you hear about Michael on Earth? He's so bad. Like, who the fuck cares? Mind your own goddamn business.
Yeah, it's funny because like when I was a teenager, like I was convinced that there was angels everywhere, right? So I thought if I was, you know, going to town on myself, that there was just an angel in the room watching.
Going it down on yourself, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the clean way to say it?
Yeah, I guess so. I was just imagining more than I think you intended with it, which is...
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go, folks, go out and do something unholy tonight.
Yeah.
Today.
Make an angel blush.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to go do that right now.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
All right.
And now to Michael with sports.
Hey, everybody, they hit the ball in the net, and everyone got the points. They shared the points.
And it's going to be a tie game for the championship, and they're going to share the championship, and everybody's happy and wins.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.